Time now for your comments. Joining us is Day to Day's Steve Proffitt. Well, Mr. Letters Editor, what have you got?
Alex, we got so many comments about a commentary we aired on Monday that we're just going to focus on it today. It was by Jennifer Monahan.
I recall this. She's the woman who wrote about going to a protest in favor of a constitutional ban on gay marriage.
Right. She talked about how she was hesitant to go, not wanting to be thought of as homophobic. And then she related a story about a man with an offensive sign who was there at the demonstration. Let's listen to a bit of the commentary.
High above the speaker's head, someone raised a sign reading, "Got AIDS yet?" Suddenly, a young man behind me yelled, "Take down that sign!" The loudspeakers and the size of the crowd muted his voice, but his courage kindled my own.
Miss Monahan went on to describe how the crowd joined in chanting, "Take down the sign, take down the sign," and she concluded that this experience left her feeling more confident about her decision to speak out on the issue of marriage.
So, as you said, we got a lot of mail on this. Here's one. This is from Boise, Idaho. Cecilia Mers wrote to thank us for airing the commentary, saying that she spoke for many Americans who oppose gay marriage but harbor no malice toward our fellow citizens.
And more typical was this comment. Jennifer, what part of homophobia don't you understand? That from the keyboard of Maya Parson in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
From Los Angeles, Colin Dickey writes, the protester with the Got AIDS banner may be offensive, but unlike Monahan, he is at least not hypocritical.
I'm afraid your commentator represents the new state of the art in bigotry, writes listener Nathan Roberts of Philadelphia. It's complex, sanctimonious, and expert in fooling its practitioners into believing what they speak is something other than bigotry.
And listener Elliot Cruz wrote to ask Jennifer Monahan to consider the injustice of banning legal same-sex marriage. In my own life, he says, this means that while I have insurance, my partner does not, and so he walks around with a cavity in his tooth. It means same-sex parents can and have had their children taken from them or suffer financial loss because their common property is deemed illegitimate by the state.
And on a lighter note, the last time I was in this chair, Alex, doing letters, I mentioned that we got a lot of hate mail.
Well, we get some letters.
Yeah, we get some hate mail. Well, Alex, read a little bit of this. It's from Catherine Stevenson of Northridge, California. She calls it love mail.
Let's see what she says. Without you, my commute would be hell, and I would be a significantly less well-informed person. Why, thank you, Ms. Stevenson. We needed that.
Yes, and remember, listeners, send us your love mail, hate mail, your thoughtful comments. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Alex, that's it. Very busy. Gotta go.
Thank you, Day to Day's Steve Proffitt.